Welcome all of you to this section of Feminine Alchemy. So glad that we could have this kind of reality technology that makes it possible for us to be together in this way wherever we are on the earth. So let's take, as we always do, three really good big deep breaths to create our alchemical container for this call. And if you have a candle, to light it in our temple brazier, to set at the center of this temple that we are together. And if you don't have one, to light it etherically in the center brazier fire of our alchemical cauldron, of our collective unified field of awareness. And as you breathe, recognize that the opportunity for us to serve each other is most fully served in our emptiness. Always, that is our agreement field, that if you have cell phones or phones that need to be turned off or children that you need to shut the door and say, I'm in session, or whatever it is that will allow for you to be absolutely present here in this alchemical cauldron, please do that now. Let's just take some breaths. Drop into emptiness. And as you breathe out your day. Breathe out any thought forms. Breathe out any emotions that are clouding your lens to be absolutely clear here. And breathe in spaciousness. And let's hold space in this alchemical container together. And let's imagine as we breathe out and become really present to this moment and this opportunity in consciousness, to breathe out of our right hand a gold light going around the circle that is our cauldron, our chalice, and that of the earth at the same time, that you can visualize it going around the earth, around this circle and all the beings in it. However you do, that it, you can visualize or feel or sense however it is that you perceive on the inner. And then out of the left hand, sending going this the opposite direction, a ray of blue, cobalt, really deep, deep blue, going around the circle, creating our alchemical container for this day and this time together, this precious opportunity. And feel the current. Knowing that in the quantum realms there's no time-space, there are no limitations. And so we can create anything without any resistance, really feeling the current moving through your hands. If you have your hands free, put your hands out, your palms up, so you can feel the current of our alchemy, of our mutually created, coherent field. Really stop and feel the current, and it may be moving through your body, through the top of your head, through your hands, through your third eye, through your heart, wherever you're feeling the strong pulse of the current of our unified field. Allow it and feel it now as you breathe. Establishing this field in emptiness is absolutely the most important thing we'll do during this time together tonight. That alchemical transmutation is so possible as we are willing to be empty, as we are willing to allow our chalice to be filled with divine light and the transmission of frequency that very easily moves through this telephone system. Just imagine that right now, that the frequency of divine transmission in vibration is moving around our chalice of gold and blue light, open to feeling that transmission as you breathe and deepen in the breath. In alchemy, the nigredo is what is considered to be the unfinished soul polishing, the pieces of us that still are requiring more light, more attention, more love. And in alchemy, these things are distilled out through the lens of love, that as we work with our nigredo, as the alchemists call it, or our shadow material, it can be transmuted simply by being held in our love, and especially quickened in a container like this. I want to define what shadow is, because some of you are very familiar with what shadow is and others less so. At a really simple level, the shadow that is the gold of consciousness that the alchemists were distilling out of the shadow, and that's why the alchemists said they were always turning lead to gold. And if you want to read that as a physical metaphor, that's one thing. But what it really was talking about was consciousness and mining the gold out of the lead of consciousness that shadow and wounding represents in our beingness. So, simply put, shadow is the unknown or the yet unseen part of ourselves. Oftentimes, shadow is looked at as the disowned or denied, judged or separated, rejected parts of self. The parts of ourselves that we feel are imperfect or flawed, unlovable, ugly, problems needing to be hidden from others for fear we'll be cast out or hurt or not loved. And at one level, it's just simply unconscious material that needs to be brought to the light of awareness. In the Western masculine lens, shadow woundings are looked at as something that needs to be gotten rid of and fixed and struggled against, or at very least, hidden from other people. Instead, in truth, shadow through the feminine lens can be seen as a truly evolutionary gift, a perfect marker to show us where we still don't fully love ourselves or others, showing us exactly where and in what ways we hold our vibration down and love out. Alchemically speaking, love is the expansion of your vibration, and fear is the contraction of your vibration. I want you to really just take the simplicity of that in. When you hear the Tibetan bowl, really take it in at a visceral level. The truth is, seen through the evolutionary lens of the feminine, simply put, that the expansion of vibration, alchemically speaking, is the uplifted part of the self, and fear is the contraction of your vibration. It's really simple. When you love, you expand. When you're in fear, you contract your vibration. That's all it is. And here's the real meat of this transmission about the shadow aspect of self. The truth is, you will not be able to raise above your present vibration until you love yourself the way you are now. I want you to really grok that. I want you to wrap your mind fully around that. You will not be able to raise your present vibration until you love yourself just the way you are now. When your vibration is contracted in fear or pain or anger, you seem unable to choose the contents of your own consciousness. Reality seems to like happen to you instead of your creating it. And that is the exact time to choose to love yourself with, not in spite of the emotional contraction or reaction. Imagine yourself, instead of self-judgment when you have a reaction, to instead choose to love yourself with it. Now, that is the feminine way, to embrace everything, to call everything home, to be loved into wholeness. The feminine knows that love is the most powerful healing energy and catalyst for transformation. Our inability to love ourselves or to receive love from others is the source of all illness. Our difficulties with love often result from early childhood experiences and perceptions of betrayal, abandonment, humiliation, rejection, whatever name you want to apply to it, which lead to feelings of unworthiness or, the big one, unlovability. These deep-seated shadow feelings result in a sense of separation from self, from one's own body, from one's own spirit, and certainly from other people. And while this perceived separation may at first be our psyche's effort to defend itself from fear and anxiety and isolation and pain, it eventually becomes the source of continual feelings of separation and alienation and anxiety. Hear me say this. There is nothing that needs to change about you except your ability to open more to love. There is nothing that needs to change about you except your ability to open to more love. That's hard to grok in a culture that says, you have to change this and you have to change that. And frankly, if you just wear this kind of lipstick, you'll be so cool, everyone will love you. In a culture that's just constantly telling you that you are not enough, that you have to change everything before you're going to be enough, it's really hard to imagine that you don't need to change anything except for your ability to open to more love. Changing your job, changing your relationship, your location, changes nothing. Love is the only variable that needs to be changed. Changing your vibration and raising your love level is the only action that results in real change. I want you to just breathe and take this transmission about mining the gold of consciousness from our shadows in. This is the feminine way, and it sounds too easy. Like, you know, all you have to do is open to more love. Seriously? There's a litany of things that we tell ourselves we have to do in order to transform ourselves. And the real truth is, in the feminine, that love actually dissolves anything of lesser vibration than itself. It dissolves it. And that is the nature of alchemy. So how do we open to more love? That is the real question. In alchemy, we are constantly asking ourselves, how do we open to more love in our lives? And to do that, we look at shadow, because shadow shows us where we're still holding love out. Our woundings, the places that make us contract and react, are actually a tremendous gift, because they're showing us exactly where we hold love out and where we'd be served in through our love, turning it into the gold of consciousness out of the shadow. Let's look at this truth through another lens. In alchemy, the final principle is called umbra solis. Umbra solis. It holds the power and gift of the shadow to bring us to this lived experience of love. Listen with your viscera, listen with your belly, listen with your heart to what this principle of Umbra Solis is. Umbra Solis, the sun and its shadow complete the great alchemical work. It doesn't say the sun completes the great alchemical work. It says the sun and its shadow complete the great alchemical work. And Mercurius, the fluid medium of consciousness itself, mediates and distills the final gold of consciousness through the filter of shadow. And within the process, we are offered the helmet of transparency that Mercury wears, the winged sandals of fluidity that Mercury wears, the archetype Mercury, and the caduceus of adaptability that Mercury carries. In this journey, one passes from the appearance of multiplicity to oneness. This alchemical principle of Umbra Solis calls you to become a shadow dancer. That is, to play in awareness with shadows that come up rather than becoming enmeshed and romantically involved with them. Because, you know what? In truth, the nature of shadow is that it is endless as an intrinsic part of the light. Hear me say this. Shadow is endless as it is an intrinsic part of the light. So you can't get rid of shadow. Shadow, you just clear one and another one pops out, and you just clear another one and another one pops out. It's like shadow is a part of our journey. It's a part of the light. And so if you keep trying to hide it and you keep trying to push it away and you keep judging it and you keep trying to make sure nobody sees it, you're really wasting your time, because it is a part of our journey. It's how we learn here, how we grow here. It's an equal grower of the self to light. So take this in. Umbra Solis, the sun and its shadow complete the great work. Really hear the alchemical principle and allow it to resonate, as we know how to do and have learned from our other sessions, to let it resonate with your beingness right now as you hear the word Umbra Solis. The sun and its shadow complete the great alchemical work. So as we are being called as a soul to clear patterns of negredo, shadow wounds in the personality, in love, with love, you're being called in this way to clear patterns that no longer serve your liberation into freedom, into the consciousness of the witness. And as you love these shadow parts of self rather than rejecting them and pushing them away, they clear naturally in your love. Umbra Solis, the sun and its shadow complete the great alchemical work. Quite simply, I'm wondering if now would be a perfect moment to wholeheartedly embrace some shadow aspect of yourself, loving yourself just as you are with that shadow, rather than in spite of it. I want you all to really feel into one shadow that you carry, one wounding that you carry, that you try to hide from other people, that you try not to judge or judge, but whatever it is you do with your shadow to try and make it not stand out so that people will be harsh with you around it or judge you. Imagine one shadow like that that in this moment you would be willing to wholeheartedly embrace and love right this moment, just as you are with that shadow, not in spite of it. I want you to imagine what that is. I'll be quiet so you can feel what that is. Name what that is. My shadow that I'm really feeling right now is the shadow of over-responsibility, which has dogged me for lifetimes. And so I'm bringing my consciousness to it right now, and I'm embracing myself. I've got my arms around myself, and I'm embracing myself in love with my over-responsibility instead of in spite of it. You take a moment, find your shadow, and embrace yourself etherically or physically right now with that shadow. Just really feel what that feels like. For it is in embracing the shadow in your love. You're the alchemist. It's your love that allows it to alchemically dissolve. It is that unconditional love is. If you choose it in full conscious awareness, it is now. Cosmic law that anything of lesser vibration than divine love dissolves in the higher frequency, which unconditional love is, if you so choose it right now in full conscious awareness. Will you choose to love your shadow as wholeheartedly as you love your light? If the answer is yes, in this moment, then so choose and state that out loud to yourself, to be witnessed by yourself right now. Witness yourself in making that choice. I love this shadow. Just state what it is. I choose to love it right now, just the way I am right now. And witness yourself in making that choice to love that shadow rather than rejecting it any further. And then finally, just make the statement, I love my shadow as I love my light. Umbra solis. I love my shadow as I love my light. Umbra solis. And three times, I love my shadow as I love my light. Umbra solis. And really feel the dissolution of your own heart light, your own love, embracing whatever shadow material you chose to bring to the foreground. And really feel the power of this circle to hold you in that choice, to hold you in this moment, in that choice, to love yourself with that shadow. It's such a novel position for most people to say, I love my shadow as I love my light. Everyone's busy trying to be the light, and they don't realize that the shadow is all the shadow is calling for is to be loved. That's what it's calling for. Everyone, everything, every single thing in this universe just wants to be loved, including your shadow. So in this moment, I love my shadow as I love my light. Umbra solis. This next piece of the patterning with alchemy and your shadow, retrieving the gold from shadow, is for you to look at what repeating shadow, negredo, you have come to complete in this lifetime. Now, this is a big consideration. Each of us has one really dogged pattern. In my case, it's over-responsibility, and in someone else's, it's self-love or whatever. Everyone has something different, but the one thing that you seem to work on and work on and work on without getting any results, that because it's a larger pattern overview. It's part of your soul journey in this lifetime to clear it for yourself and thus alchemically clear it for the collective mind field of Earth. So I'll be quiet here and we'll breathe together and feel into what shadow have you come to complete as a soul. Right this moment, feel into what that is. Really drop into your heart and into your belly and ask soul voice to reveal to you. What is my soul level shadow that maybe I carried in from another lifetime even to clear in this one? Feel into what that is. Take some deep breaths and really feel if you're willing to embrace in this moment into wholeness, into your heart, this shadow in this moment. Really feel if that's true for you. If you're willing to do that work, that soul level alchemy in this work, if you're willing to embrace in your heart temple, fully embrace whatever this shadow material is that you've carried in as a soul. Take a minute, and if you're willing to simply embrace yourself with I love my shadow as I love my light, umbra solis, and to say that 3 times to yourself as you hold the shadow, that's a soul level shadow. I love my shadow as I love my light, umbra solis. I love my shadow as I love my light, umbra solis. And if you want to potentize the effects of your choice right now and become more active in it, then allow a mudra or a dance movement or an image or a metaphor to emerge in your awareness right now that can assist you in holding space to transmute through love the shadow spoken for self and collective one. Drop into what that might be. What mudra wants to emerge right now as you sit in this space? What image arises from your belly or heart? What symbol arises to assist you in holding space to transmute this soul-sized shadow in your love right now? Notice what that is. Pay attention. In the silence, allowing for that to emerge. It might be a sound, a color, an image, a mudra, hand mudra. Notice what can support you and doing this soul-level clearing. It doesn't have to make linear sense. It can be a canary. It can be anything that arises directly from your consciousness. That is what is important. Because it may not make sense to your linear mind, but it makes sense to the soul. So allow that to arise in your awareness, in the silence. And when you have that, truly embrace yourself in umbra solis, recognizing that both the light and the shadow are equal growers of the soul self, that each contributes to your journey here, just like sand contributes to the creation of the pearl inside an oyster, that it's the unpleasant friction that you'd rather ignore or pretend doesn't exist that actually creates the soul pearl that you are. So really honor this shadow. Really honor its gift to you. And it may have been very unpleasant what it was that you have experienced, whether it was betrayal or whatever you presently framed as that particular soul Just embrace it in your full love right now. And feel it dissolving in that love. Really, genuinely dissolving to the degree that it is wisdom for you in this moment. Oftentimes these things take time to come back into the silence of your heart temple and offer yourself once again to be embraced in love, in your own alchemical love that will transmute. In I love my shadow, as I love my light, umbra solis. And if you have really got yourself into a deep shadow process, which the planet is in a very tumultuous and chaotic state right now, and it's in a state of transition and a state of change, of deep change and uncertainty. And so consequently, our shadow material is up everywhere. I've never had so many calls from so many beings in distress saying, what is going on here? So if you're having a lot of shadow arise, love yourself all the more with it, because it is not only yours personally, but collective shadow is up in a big way. And many people are immersed in presently places where their life has just stopped making sense or having authentic meaning and moved into the chaotic turbulence of the unknown. If so, if you feel like you're just, I don't know where I am, I'm in the unknown, I don't know how to make sense out of my life anymore, I want you to ask yourself if you really stopped to listen, to feel what your soul voice has been trying to communicate to you, and with some success or perhaps not so much success. Just really feeling what it is that soul voice is trying to communicate to you. Have you actually stopped to listen? Before soul needs to use stronger means to get your attention. I have personal witness of this in my own life with my own shadow negredo, of moving at light speed all the time because of my over-responsibility and taking an incredible fall that I thought I had broken my back. And that is shadow maximus for me. That would be to be stopped to where I absolutely cannot do anything or move would have been the soul's mention of, you know, in spades of my stopping. But luckily, in grace, I only really hurt my back. And it has slowed me down so much that I have had to look at my issues. I've had to pay attention to this. There was no way I could avoid it anymore. The pain was so great. And so each of you, I hope, don't need to have that 2x4 effect from your soul before you're really going to stop and listen to what your soul voice is trying to communicate with you right now. Stepping out of the hamster wheel of your life of going around and around being busy, 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 and entering into the chrysalis. Now, for some people, this is to do a vision quest or to go off and do Vipassana, but I'm asking you, it's just can be an afternoon, a day of complete focus, of going into silence and stopping. That is what I'm really feeling deeply moved to share with you today, as it's so up for the planetary collective in the alchemical process of Negredo that we are as a planetary collective, to disidentify with your ego mind and undefine yourself long enough to notice what your soul is trying to point you toward that would be much more fulfilling and much more joyful for you than what you're presently engaged with. So if you're having feelings of loss of meaning or depression or stagnancy and not just continuing to press on and be busy, 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 strongly consider entering the chrysalis, entering into silence, taking a sabbatical, taking a day of sanctuary, whatever you will offer yourself, and really listen before the soul gets out the 2x4. Please hear me say this with deepest love for everyone listening here. I want you to really enter the chrysalis and stop all outside input and distractions long enough to begin to hear the soul's directives and what is necessary to dissolve the old you and birth the new being that you are revealing yourself to be as you will come out of the chrysalis process into the butterfly that you are. And to do that requires really letting go of control. There is the big word, letting go of control. And the ego mind is just that in spades. It says, oh, no, 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 no. We're not letting go of control. No, 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 no. That is unwise. And that's the very thing that you have to, that's the gate guardian. The willingness to let go of your sense of needing to have control is the very thing your soul is requiring for you to actually metamorphize into the butterfly that you are. And so if you want to stay in that chrysalis forever, don't give up control. I'm telling you, it is a gate guardian, and it is necessary for you to stop, absolutely stop, give over the control to your essence, self, listen up to the soul directives that it gives you in silence, and act on them, and act on those soul directives. It takes a lot of courage to enter into the void of the chrysalis. It really does take a lot of courage to stop, to absolutely stop your life as it is and take a deeper look. But I'm going to tell you that this is probably the most powerful choice you could make right now in your soul journey, because the way the planet is moving right now, including moving toward what NASA is calling, at a scientific level, the magnetic field change of the magnetic sheath of the sun changing polarities within the next 2 to 3 moons. That is the outpicturing that we are looking at here on the planet. Changing polarities on the sheath of the sun will have similar effects on Earth, because in alchemy, it's as above, so below, and since everything is connected as one, we physically in our bodies are right now experiencing the waves in preparation for that shift. Right now, our bodies are going through this clearing of nigredo, clearing of the planetary nigredo and shadow, and taking the time to stop and see what those things are that are calling for your attention, so that we can be in better preparation to receive the gifts of whatever this process might be alchemically for us, as our sun changes its magnetic poles. Now, this came out from NASA. This is not like New Age woo-woo. This is like real hard science here. And you know that when there are solar flares on the sun, that all sorts of things happen with communication devices, if nothing else. But goodness knows, it affects our fields, it affects our lives, it affects communication, certainly. But right now, it's having a huge soul effect. And this garnering the gold out of shadow has to do with listening right now. And the sun is the gold that is distilling the shadow. It is umbra solis lived out in the physical world. That is what we are in now, umbra solis. The sun and its shadow complete the great alchemical work. Now, folks, this is not a concept. This is coming to be a physical reality in our reality. So I deeply, deeply encourage you to stop and be willing to look at your shadow material look at your wounding and see what you are consciously willing to release in love, what you're willing to love into wholeness before this time of the end of this year comes with this shift of the sheath, the magnetic sheath of the sun. I call you to it with the deepest love and respect for everyone on this phone call, that you do your homework, that you do what you need to do to clean up the shadow material by loving it to wholeness, not by fixing it, just loving it into wholeness. Let's just take a breath and let's just take a moment and really feel into that possibility and what that means to you. Taking in the possibility of doing your alchemical Negredo work over these next three moons, making time for that to happen. Absolutely making time for that to happen as entering the chrysalis to do that work. I'd like to have you enter with me into the chrysalis, and we can do that together as a meditation in preparation for you to do that on your own when that's in your right timing to take the time to do that, then it will be so. So prepare yourself to go into a journey into the chrysalis and open to that possibility right now of entering fully into the shadow aspect, bringing the full awareness of the shadow aspect in you that's willing to come forward, that's willing to be in the light of love, to come out of the darkness and into the light of your love. What is the preparation that's being called for you during this next three moons? What's being called to be brought to the light of wholeness? Imagine yourself entering your dark womb space, spinning a cocoon around yourself that creates a dark, silent, supportive environment of sanctuary in which to retreat in complete emptiness so that you can actually hear soul voice. You can actually feel the space of support for soul voice. Create that cocoon around yourself. Really feel it. And when you have that cocoon around yourself, noticing, feeling what is there for you as a soul that's wanting to clear itself. What's wanting, what Negredo is really calling as a soul to be cleared here in the chrysalis in preparation for the sun's journey of Umbra Solis. Letting go of mental control and surrendering to the divine witness within you. The soul, whatever you want to call that higher part of self, that more expanded self. Allow whatever needs to dissolve in the alchemy of dissolution that lives in salutio, in your inner chrysalis. Feeling the salutio, the alchemical waters that will dissolve whatever this patterning is that is your soul Negredo in the inner chrysalis. Just as the caterpillar completely liquefies before it reforms into the freedom of the butterfly. allowing that those waters to move within the chrysalis. To the best of our ability to release through this alchemical container, whatever that negredo pattern is, each of us holding our own and holding each other simultaneously in this field, while this pattern dissolves in the solutio, the alchemical waters of dissolution in this chrysalis of consciousness that we now sit in. And really feel the dissolution process happening. To the best of your ability, letting the pattern dissolve in your love. This solutio is your love inside the chrysalis that has the alchemical power to dissolve this pattern, as love does. And really feeling the possibility that as you are a witness, as you are a soul, you have the potential to dissolve this in the quantum fields of possibility that this chrysalis represents. That we are not limited by our patterns, by our old patterns. We are not limited by time-space. That we can clear things in an instant if we are willing to let go of control and allow divine grace. And now within this chrysalis, within this dark space, I would love you to find, imagine, feel, sense, however you perceive on the inner, your soul, your witness, that part of yourself that is the expanded aspect of who you are on earth. See what form your witness takes in this moment, what form your soul takes. Allow that to be an image that arises in this darkness without thought, without any thought. Allow an image to coalesce up from your belly, up from your heart. Allowing an image of your witness or your soul to emerge from the darkness and making note of what that is. We'll give a few more moments of silence to truly allow this position in consciousness to emerge both as an image and as a living reality in consciousness. And I ask you to feel the love of this witness that is always there for you, always there to guide your journey as you access it, as you take the time to go into the chrysalis of your heart temple and access the witness, the divine one who is you, that is beneficent, that is impartial, that is compassionate, that is ultimately unconditionally loving toward you. That part of you exists right now. Feel it in the chrysalis of self. Feel it. Feel it pouring out its unconditional love of you. With or without your shadow material, feel it loving you. Holding compassion for all that you carry. Being in kindness and beneficence toward you, as any loving parent would treat a child, so our witness is there for us. So really feeling that part of self that we'll call the soul or the witness. And in that image, in the image that you're holding of the witness, holding that in the darkness of your chrysalis, holding it there in the heart temple, in the chrysalis, and at the same time taking very deep breaths, really deep breaths, and breathing, slowly breathing the magnetic blue fire female force of the Shakti snake to begin to move up the spine, to begin to move up your spine. If you want to begin to rock your hips, to evoke that blue fire magnetic female force up your spine, gently, lovingly calling it to move up the spine, holding all the while tenderly the witness in your heart, calling the blue fire magnetic flame to slowly and lovingly move up your spine, evoking that power to viscerally align with your intention to bring it up your spine right now, taking all the time you need to move with each breath, to breathe more deeply up your spine, to feel it becoming a powerful river of light. Feel the blue light coursing up your spine with each breath, strengthening, breathing out, and strong breath, breathing it up, breathing the blue fire up your spine as it becomes more and more powerful on each breath as a river of light, feeling it moving up, and when it reaches at about heart level, allow this blue fire energy to move into your heart temple and to begin to pool there in the darkness of the chrysalis. Breathing the blue fire snake up the spine and allowing it to pour out into the heart temple, into the darkness of the chrysalis, and feeling the blue flame beginning to alight that space, that river of light pouring into your heart chakra. And now with a similar fire breath, with the male aspect fire breath, evoke the gold fire of solar consciousness, male logos, to begin to cascade down through your crown chakra, breathing strong fire breath. Breathing the male aspect down through the crown chakra, electrifying the cells and molecules in its path in the brain. feeling the gold light, whoa, scintillating through the pineal gland and through the pituitary, hypothalamus, and all the light-sensitive parts of your brain. Feel the gold scintillating light moving through it. Moving down, especially down through the head and into the throat. Breathing more gold light, allowing to pour down like liquid gold, the gold of the sun down your neck. And down your neck and into your throat and into your chest, and to sensuously pour itself into the chrysalis that you have created in your heart, and that to meet the blue fire there with the gold scintillation of male consciousness of the solar logos, the sun, and the blue fire from the feminine merging in the chrysalis. The rivers of light from pouring down, the gold river of light continuing to pour down through the crown, informing everything in its wake of this beautiful golden light, alchemical light, this river of light. Like liquid lapis, the two rivers of gold and blue light begin to merge in your heart temple. Feel the gold and blue light merging like liquid lapis in your heart temple, enlivening and bringing light to the chrysalis of your heart. Bringing light, feeling the pulse of that unified light river in your heart. Really feeling the balancing of male and female in your heart temple. And feeling that balanced river of light focused in your heart, totally supporting the illumination of your witness position in consciousness. That part of you that is completely impartial, loving, supporting you in being all that you are in your expansion through its merely being like a mirror that simply reflects you in love. Feel the river of light as it's focused in your heart now. And feel that beginning to pour out of your heart into your blood as a divine love song into the cells, into the nervous system, into the brain, wherever it wants to flow. Allow this strong, strong river of light to flow wherever it needs to flow right now. To allow it to move like the merged liquid lapis snake that it is. In your cells, singing a love song in your cells of this pulsing river of light, powerfully pulsing through your entire being. And when this current is so strong that it can no longer be contained in your body, allow it to pour out into the other subtle bodies, the emotional body, the mental body, clearing and making space for the witness aspect of your consciousness to fully embody as you here and now on earth as witness consciousness, soul voice. Feel the ripples of unified river of light energy expanding in your energy field to include more and more and more of your true nature, your vastness. feel the call of your soul that's been dropped into the waters of consciousness that is this river of light in your heart, that is this river of light coursing through every cell of your being, sending out ripples of expanding rings of energy, energy moving and expanding circles in both directions simultaneously, allowing full vibrational access both outwardly in the macrocosm and inwardly in the microcosm of your heart and body temple. Feel the expansion of your awareness as a totality from courting this river of light in your beingness, this alchemical river of light. You might at first experience witness consciousness as simply expanded vibration vibrating in your being. You might feel just the subtlest of vibrations. You may experience it as a ringing in your brain or ears that will lead you to the witness, if you're not experiencing it at this time, that sound and that ringing in your ear will lead you there. But you will experience something concrete to let you know that you're on track to totally experiencing, having a direct experience of the witness that lives within you. Perhaps you'll feel feelings of euphoria or expansion, joy or tears falling for no reason, electrical energy surging through you or tingling. Each person will experience something different as they access their witness directly, but pronounced enough so that you know intransmutably that you are in touch with this expanded part of your consciousness, that you're in touch with it. And of course, know there are no expectations. You can enter into this river of light at any time to take time to make this access. If it doesn't come right away, don't judge yourself. Just be with it. Just keep evoking the rivers of light. Keep evoking them. And sometimes it can take establishing trust and your own timing to make this connection with the witness. But give yourself the allowance to do it in your own time, in your own way. Give yourself permission to have right now an experience that's perfect for you in accessing the witness. And I want to hold space and silence for you to hear and sense and feel or taste or whatever way you perceive, whatever means your witness can use to let you know in this moment that you are in contact with each other, however faintly or strongly at this moment. Let us be in silence together to feel the witness in whatever way you can in this moment. And as you do this, as you evoke the witness in this strong, brilliant river of light, allow that river flowing through you. Allow yourself to become aware of one deeply held piece of Nigredo that maybe has been holding back this river of light within you, or that has been keeping you from accessing your witness. Ask what that is and allow the river of light to consume it inside you, unimpeded, to allow the river of light, like throwing a stick in a river, throw it into the river of light, whatever you think has been holding you back from this access point, whatever negredo. Throw it in the river of light and allow it to dissolve in the river of light. And most especially offer feelings of deep self-forgiveness for holding this pattern and holding yourself out, holding yourself as something wrong with you, something bad, something imperfect, something flawed. Really giving yourself self-forgiveness for holding yourself in that way. And throw that into the river of light. Offer self-forgiveness into the river of light and let that course through your being in this river of light that can consume any negredo, any shadow, simply through your willingness to enter into this strong stream of the liquid love that is this river of light within you. And whatever now, whatever genetic ancestral pattern that you isolated earlier, that is the repeating pattern that's moved through your family genetically, ancestrally, whatever it is that has been passed down through your genetic lineage, whatever you observed earlier in our meditation, whatever that is, throw it in this river of light that's moving through you, that's coursing through you. Throw that pattern into the river of light. Allow it to be consumed in your own light. Alchemically dissolve it in the light of your love in this river of light. Allow it to dissolve. And really feel the alchemical potency of the whole field holding you in this one gigantic river of light that our unified field of consciousness represents. Imagine the power behind that and the power to dissolve this ancestral pattern that you no longer need to carry, that it's absolutely possible to alchemically dissolve it in this moment, to break the chain of this for you and your family lineage, you and your ancestors, and likewise any of the pieces of shadow that you've put into this river, it is alchemically possible to absolutely dissolve those in this moment in grace. Because this river of light is divine grace. That is what's being evoked in your river of light by your calling, your witness, into play in your heart temple, and also calling this river of light to alchemically move through you. You are calling in divine grace. Feel in any way, sense, the frequency of this divine grace that's moving through you. Totally allow whatever is possible to release at this time in love, to embrace and release in love whatever these patterns are that you're willing to alchemically dissolve at this time in this river of light. and recognize that this is always here, that you can access this river of light in your being to move unimpeded in you, not staunched the flow, not kinked up or staunched anywhere. Calling up the blue fire magnetic frequency of the mother up the spine into the heart, and calling down the scintillating gold of the male aspect of consciousness, both simultaneously in the heart, strengthening this river of light that continuously moves through you, and you're paying attention to it and bringing attention to it allows for it to become alchemically activated to distill the gold out of the shadow, out of the negredo, out of the wounding, to distill it into the gold of pure consciousness moving through your being. And really feel the expansion of that possibility. Pure consciousness. Alchemical gold. Distilling the lead that was the wounding into pure, pure gold. The gold of pure consciousness. Allowing that to inform your cells, to inform your bones, to inform your whole being and your subtle bodies, that you have created a place, a frequency that your witness can fully inhabit, that can fully be here now, that the frequency match in resonance is such that your witness can abide here, that the archetypes that you evoke to be with you can abide in this light, in this frequency. Feeling that, what's possible right now in that. Feel the possibility of making this place a permanent residence for your high self, for your witness, for your soul, whatever you want to call it. But creating this river of light in yourself and evoking it each day to the point that it becomes a complete resonance match where you can enter into this river of light at any time and have whatever experience you want to have there that's in resonance with that possibility. Really hold that. And if there's a time when you want to, if there's a time when you really want to come back to this meditation and you want to offer, there's a time when you want to offer another run at this, then go ahead and do this and add to it a puja of flowers, bringing salt or sake or whatever you want to bring to this ceremony to make it a ceremony of entering into the witness, of accessing the sacred witness. Whatever it is that will make it ceremonial for you to honor the elements, to consecrate a place, a holy place for your witness to embody in, to prepare yourself with a bath, whatever ceremonially you wish to do to really evoke your witness to become much more forward in your awareness, much more available that you can have access to that witness all the time, that mind step away and step out of the picture so that your witness is driving the boat instead of your personality, your ego personality. Really feeling the possibility that that is possible right here and now. That you can evoke this part of self, the witness, to be the place that you are engaged with every day, that your witness is there, embodied, living in you, and able to be accessed at any moment, that you don't have to do an elaborate ceremony to get your witness to show up. Your witness is there with you all the time. It's a matter of whether you can perceive it or not. And what I'm recommending you do a ceremony for is to make an access route that you can remember how the witness feels in your body so that you can more easily access it, because it is there. It's just a matter of evoking it and paying attention to its existence. So I encourage you to do that, and to access the witness means that you are in the process of letting go of the mind being the driver of your vehicle, that you're giving that over to the soul voice, you're giving it over to the witness. When the mind grasps, when the mind doubts, the mind says, this is not possible, then enter into this river of light that dissolves those thought forms, that mind throws out all the things that it tells you in shadow. Throw them into the river of light consciously and allow them to dissolve. When they arise, allow them to dissolve. Because in the end, it is moving into the transpersonal witness in emptiness and compassion and impartiality that will make your journey so much more joyful. Being able to be free of all of the pulls that the shadow wounding in the past may have caused you, that pulled you out of your center, that pulled you away from your joy, away from your core participation with life, your vitality, and to love those shadows into wholeness. And this is a means, entering into the river of light is a means of doing that, of doing it through grace, of evoking divine grace within that river of light, and totally dissolving in love and in divine love, your love and divine love in this river of light, anything that is not in resonance with this witness consciousness that you wish to embody more and more fully. So I ask you to take a minute and integrate what has just happened, to really breathe, and to complete in any way that your witness wishes you to. I'll just be silent and see if there's any particular message for this moment that your witness wishes for you to hear, feel, sense, or know. Maybe it's you'll see an image that arises, or hear a sound, or see a color, hear a symbol, something. Feel and see what the witness wishes to offer you in this moment. And breathing, and breathing, and entering once again into the chrysalis in the heart, into the dark void of the chrysalis. And in that place, giving thanks to your witness for showing up in whatever form it has today, and making itself known to you in some body signal, in some way, through its vibration, through its color, through its sense, somehow to let you know that your witness is present with you. Give it thanks for that interface today. And know that you can always come back to this place, in the heart, evoking the rivers of light, clearing whatever is in the way, that you may fully, fully experience witness consciousness that is a unified perception of reality. Witness consciousness sees beyond any dual pairs you can name. That is why the sun and its shadow complete the great alchemical work, Umbra Solis. beyond all dualities you can name. There is only one reality, and that is the reality of love. And that is the reality that will evoke more than anything else your witness forward and coming forward in you, is for you to live in love as much as you can. And when you fall out of that, then to bring yourself back as soon as you're able to, and to love the part that fell off the wagon and come back and love the self no matter. And not in spite of whatever shadow arose, but with it. Loving yourself with whatever negredo, whatever shadow arises. And I really call you to practice this process with the River of Light over this next 3 moons, to really throw into that river whatever you are prepared to release, that you be as empty as possible to receive the gifting of our sun shifting. Whatever that is, I'm sure it will be stunningly wonderful gifts of frequency that we will be experiencing. And if we are prepared, if we prepared the vessel, our alchemical vessel, to receive those alchemical gifts, those vibrational gifts, it will be so. And so this is so timely that even though this was all laid out weeks long before I knew anything about this from NASA, this is the perfect, perfect preparation for us over this next 3 moons. And these 7 weeks are very preparatory for that. And we're in our third week now, so we are going to transit this together, and that's very exciting to me. So I send my deepest, deepest love to each one of you. I want you to feel my love right now. That is what is important to me. I have just been up here working and loving beings in British Columbia where I am, and my heart is so full of love here. And it just spills over into your hearts as I sit here. Because love is the only reality there is. Everything else is just an appearance. I had this very beautiful witnessing here in speaking to someone who had had a near-death experience. And she had, when she was unconscious in that period of time, in the liminal time in a coma, she said she was shown snippets from her life. And the lens that she was shown was how open her heart was. In one moment, she was shown herself snapping at a store clerk, for example. And in another one, her heart flying open with her dog running toward her. And all of the lensing, it was very clear, had to do with how open her heart was. And I want us to really get this, that the focus of all this work to clear shadow is that we may walk with an open heart here in love on earth. That all the focus of our release of anything that is not love, the negredo of consciousness, is for that, that we walk more fully here with an open heart in love. And to that end, do I end this meditation. And I ask us to breathe a little together and to bring ourselves back out of our chrysalis experience and our quiet experience in the inner realms in our meditation. And I ask us to really feel into the belly if there's anything that you wish to share about your journey, and we will devote the last few minutes to questions, the last, say, 10 minutes to questions. But right now, if anyone wishes to raise their hand and share something from your journey, what you garnered from this journey today with mining the gold of shadow, please feel free to raise your hand and share your experience, that we might all benefit and grow from your experience. taking all the time you need to really come back in. And Lindsay will be noticing if someone's hand's up to put you on the call. And I know you may be out in the zone like I am. And if you are, that's okay. But Lindsay, hopefully, our driver, is not. So she can put us into online if your hand's up. In the meantime,
okay, we do have a hand up. Patricia, you have the mic. Go right ahead.
Hi, Aria.
Hello, beloved.
I just want to say thank you for this incredible session. It's like it built upon what we worked on last week. And what came up for me in regard to the shadow was procrastination.
Uh-huh.
And going deeper into it, it was like it was but the smoky mirror for a deeper shadow of not wanting to accept responsibility for self-love or allowing myself to be loved by others.
Uh-huh. And, good catch.
And what unfolded is that if I didn't take responsibility for that, then, you know, procrastination, like I think it was like the smoke screen for that deeper piece of the shadow. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, beloved, for doing the work of clearing Negredo, and I send you my deepest love.
Well, back to you.
Okay, blessed be.
Okay, and again, for others, if you would like to raise your hand, press 1 on your phone keypad. And in the meantime, we'll go to some comments that have come in over the webcast. Ricky says, opening to love with people who do not love can often be inviting them to wound us. Where do you see the role of self-protection?
I don't. This is really a tough question, and I don't see self-protection. I see that if you believe that you need protection, you will. If you love unabashedly, if you truly, truly love, it is its own protection. And that sounds hard to believe, but you are you're vibrating in a different vibration range that won't attract things that need to be protected from. It's hard to comprehend how this operates, but it's like if you are vibrating in another frequency range, those things just miss you. They don't come to you. They're not magnetized to you. But if you have a belief system that you need protection, you're going to need protection. And you're going to magnetize people toward you that you need protection from. So I'd highly recommend that you really look deeply at that pattern and at whether you're willing to let go of needing protection and vibrate in love. That sounds hard, but that is what I would say. Thank you for the question. I know it seems totally reasonable to protect yourself, but in higher reality, that's not so. And for me, the definition of Christ consciousness is walking in the world with an open heart. That is the definition that I hold of it. No matter through whatever, it is important to walk through the world with an open heart to the best of our human ability. Thank you for the question.
Hey, and Sandra writes, what is the purpose of trying to clear the shadow if it never goes away? What does the clearing do if the shadow will always be there?
Good question. That is an excellent question. It's not that it does clear, but other shadows, because if you clear all your personal shadow, then you're clearing collective shadow. You're clearing shadow for the collective, because shadow is an intrinsic part of the light. And the necessity of clearing it is only for the purpose of your freeing yourself so that you can respond to life more fluidly, more freely, more openly, more authentically. That is the reason for clearing shadow. It's not that, I know it could easily sound the way you just said it, that, well, why bother? If it's just going to pop up somewhere else, why bother? But the truth is, your personal shadow can be cleared. It really can be. And as you do that, you're freeing yourself. That is the reason for doing it. I'm sorry for that confusion, because I can really hear how you heard that. Thank you for your question. Any others?
I am. I'm bringing the mic now to Ava. Go ahead, Ava.
Yes. Hello, Ariel and everybody. Thank you so much for this glorious experience. So when I was going into the chrysalis, I first was entering with my shadow of doubt, and then I got more clear on being in relationship, like remaining whole in relationship. I've had experiences where when I'm in especially intimate relationships, I lose myself. And then even the fear and shadow got greater of the great sort of Christian fear, the fear that there's some great dark force that's trying to take me over, and oh my gosh, what are we doing here, and where am I, and then I'm like, I am love, I am light, let's just trust this for a moment, and whoosh, you know, all of that shadowy stuff, I just felt it dissolving, felt it transforming, and just feeling a really another aspect of another face of my crystal being cleared even greater. And I feel it like on my right side. It feels like if I look at myself as a circle, like there's a little portion still maybe on the lower left side that's not quite got that full dissolving clear light yet. But just feels as I stay with it. And allow and walk into whatever seems fearful, that it continues. And
beautiful, beautiful. If you've only got one little corner on the left side, let me tell you, you are a clear being. That's excellent. I'm glad to hear it. And all you have to do to polish that mirror then is notice where you react. Where you still react will tell you. Where you contract and react will tell you where you still need to polish your crystal more and release and love your the reactions. That's all I would recommend, is if they arise, just do that, because it clearly you must be a very clear being if there's just a little smudge here or there.
Well, that's just what I'm aware of right now. But it seems like my reactions come from others, and especially those that I'm close to, and it seems to be especially around anger and victim and blame that I see the others putting themselves into. So I see that as a mere reflection of myself, or somehow of something that, like, okay, how can I love that?
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And to see and own, you know, everyone's projections onto you, to see what little tiny kernel of that you can own. And that helps to clear the negredo. That helps to clear that shadow for you and the collective one. So that's great work. Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it, Ava. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. So
and
much
you
for
are so welcome.
Yourself.
All righty. Anyone else?
Okay, we'll go now to Cassandra. Cassandra, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say how powerful this experience was. As when we were sitting in the darkness, I heard a voice say, and it sounded like nails on a blackboard, squeaky like that. And the voice said, "Do you love me?" And I was so surprised. I said, I think so. And then it was very quiet, and then I said, "Well, how do I love you? I don't know how to love you." And then there was just this sobbing, and then it just disappeared. And then there was a part where you were talking about something, because normally I'm not an auditory person, I'm a very visual person, but this was all auditory today, and you were saying something. And then it was like I was hearing, like, music, which was sort of interesting.
Well, I celebrate with you your opening in whatever way, if it's hearing, you know, on the inner that you normally don't do, you're opening up channels. And oftentimes, I think we handed out last week the thing on channels, the handout on the channels of perception.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, we'll talk about the auditory, but what is interesting to me is that oftentimes the divine will use an unused channel. Like, if you're not usually auditory, then oftentimes your witness will use the channel that's least used to get through to you.
Okay.
So that's one possibility of it. You might want to look through the perceptual channels material again. But
okay. So sorry.
I have to drink water. So wow, having trouble here with my voice.
Oh, it sounds like it.
I've been up here doing work with the archetype of Kali Ma. And I almost don't have a voice left. So I'm really glad I could do this today.
Well, I think we're all glad you could do it too.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm really glad my voice didn't just go away. So where we are with that is I would really recommend that you do a deeper meditation with that voice. And find out what part of self it is and where it's coming from.
Right. Yeah, well, I will take a day, and as you suggested, and try and do that. And
yeah, try and
maybe
go with
you
him.
Should just get some water and rest your voice.
Well, yeah. We've only got a few minutes. I did just get a cough drop, so all's well. But thank you so much for your sharing, and I really hope you do deepen and that you do take the time to enter the chrysalis and find out what's there for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Blessed be.
Okay, Ariel, we just have one final comment from the webcast that I'll read out. This is from Patricia in Mexico. My shadow was my own existence. To me in the form of mold in my bronchial system. At the end, it was transmuted in the form of the toroid energy that runs micro into my inside universe and macro cosmically. Thank you very much for guiding such a transcendent experience.
So glad. Thank you for that feedback. I'm really, really grateful it could be that. And I'm certainly glad my voice lasted through the meditation.
Indeed it did.
It didn't crack here. Thank you for your adroit driving, Lindsay. I appreciate that. So are there any more, any more general questions?
There's no more hands up, and we've gone through all the questions on the webcast.
Then I guess it's the time to let people go off on their own and do the questions that are, you know, part of handouts. I also want to encourage people to continue to be a part of the email format platform. Last time, apparently, Oiana said that we had like 80 people instead of 30, so I was delighted by that. And because I feel like this work really does require having someone to counterpoint with, like to answer these questions together, to do the meditation together, and the techniques for working with reactive behavior and shadow that I gave you as a handout, you have to have somebody to do that with. You can't really do it by yourself. So I sincerely hope that you all join, or to the best of your ability, are participating in is it called an email platform? Is that what it is?
We're calling it a forum.
Forum, right. To join the email forum, because it's a wonderful way to meet hearted beings and be able to experience these alchemical processes together and form really deep relationships around it. So I hope you do that. And I want to thank Oioana and Vivienne for answering the questions so adroitly that they have done for those who have written to them. And there was one young lady that apparently wrote to them and said she was too afraid to put her hand up. And I just want to say, don't be afraid to put your hand up. You know, I really am just totally available. So please do that. And to the best of their ability, they've answered a lot of questions while I've been gone teaching. And I've been really, really grateful for that. They're both very incredible priestesses. So as many of you have undoubtedly found out by interfacing with them. So many thank you to them for their work for us together. And I really pray that you use this last time to deepen with the questions that we have we've got going here for this round, and that you utilize this time together. So I'll get off so that you can do that. And many, many thanks, Lindsay, for your support. I really appreciate it.
Okay, great. And thank you, Ariel Silvery.
Okay. All righty. All righty. Blessed be.
Right.